A few years ago, there was a priest retreat in St. Peter's over at the Vatican, and about 6,000 priests attended from all over the world. And those giving the retreats were bishops and priests, and one bishop from the Philippines had given his conference to the 6,000 priests, and they all began to applaud. And then the bishop was feeling so wonderful, he began taking bows, and he was basking in the glory. And all the 6,000 priests rose and continued to applaud even louder and louder. So the bishop continued to take bows and smile. What he had not realized, that the next speaker had come on stage. It was Mother Teresa. So all the people were giving her a standing ovation. He was over there bowing and bowing. So he went to the microphone. He said, "Now I know how the donkey felt that carried Jesus into Jerusalem." See, the donkey thought that it was all for him. So when Jesus came into Jerusalem, he did so as an act of humility. See, Jesus could have come into Jerusalem on a white horse to take the city in military victory, but he didn't. He came riding on a lowly donkey to show his humility. He fulfilled the prophecy of the Old Testament that your king will come to you riding on a colt. So Jesus comes into our life really in humility. He does that through the incarnation, how God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that Jesus became a little baby in Bethlehem. See, God is humble. God became incarnate. He became a little baby in his mother's womb. That's how humble God is. And then he grew and he was willing to experience suffering and death. Again, the humility of God, riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, then allowing himself to be scourged, to be crowned with thorns, to carry the cross, to die on the cross. See, that is the greatest act of humility. And then he gives us himself in the Eucharist. And the Eucharist, again, another act of humility, that our God comes to us under the appearance of bread. And we receive our Lord and our God in such a humble way. So one of the messages of Palm Sunday is the humility of God, who rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. So during this Holy Week that we're now entering into, which is the holiest of weeks, we should try to enter into the reality of what the Lord has done for us. He showed us the ultimate act of love. He gave his life for us. Think of the sacrifice that Jesus did for us in shedding every drop of his blood for us. So this week we try to enter into the passion and death of Christ so we can enter into the joy of his resurrection. So we, for example, like today, we could have sat during the Passion, right? That would have been easier, right? Sitting for the 15 minutes of the Passion. But we stood. And that was a little act of love for Jesus. We offered that up. And we stood there to listen to his Passion. We think of how much he went through for us. All the suffering that Jesus went through. And so this week we enter into the sufferings and death of Christ. Meditate upon his Passion. I think one of the best ways that we can grow in holiness this week is by participating in everything that the church has to offer, by going to each one of the services that we have. Beginning, I'd recommend with Tuesday night, we have a very special holy hour. Mark Forrest, the Irish tenor, will join us once again this year for a very powerful evening of sacred music, reflections on Scripture, and Eucharistic adoration. If you've ever attended this in the past, you know this is a very powerful event where Mark reads reflections of Jesus speaking to us from the Blessed Sacrament. And then he'll sing beautiful music and I'll come around carrying the monstrance, the Blessed Sacrament, to each of you in the pews, and you get very close to the Lord as he gives each of you a blessing. So please, let's pack the church on Tuesday night for this very special event. And then on Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, where the Lord instituted the Holy Eucharist, the priesthood, and gave us the commandment of love. We ask all the altar boys to be there because we try to especially encourage you to consider a vocation to the priesthood at that Mass. And so we invite everyone to participate in that. And of course, Good Friday, Stations of the Cross at 12 noon. Don't let Good Friday be like any other Friday. See, the rest of the world will go about its business and go to do all their regular things. But for us, let's enter into the passion of Good Friday. 12 o'clock stations, and then we'll have confessions available. I think we have about 6 priests coming over on Good Friday from 12 to 3. Then we'll have the showing of the movie The Passion of the Christ over in the hall at 3 o'clock. Spanish Stations of the Cross at 6:30, and then at 7:30, the commemoration of the Passion as well as reception of communion and the veneration of the cross at 7:30. And then on Holy Saturday, we'll have about 7 priests here Saturday morning to hear confessions again. We call this Last Chance Confessions, okay? Good Friday and Holy Saturday. We're probably the only parish in the diocese that I'm aware of that hears confessions on Good Friday and Holy Saturday. But so many people come back to God, go to confession on Good Friday and Holy Saturday. Something very special about that time. Lots of graces are given to people that they want to go back to confession on Good Friday and Holy Saturday. So about 7 priests there, and then at 12 o'clock we'll bless the Easter baskets, which is a beautiful tradition many of you have of baking goods and bringing your Easter baskets, and we'll bless them. And then the Easter Vigil, of course, is the Super Bowl of Catholic events, okay? That is the World Series. That's the great event, the Easter Vigil. But we'll have between 50 and 60, I don't know the exact number, people confirmed on Saturday night at 8:30. So it should be a wonderful event. And of course, Sunday, the Resurrection. Easter Sunday, the day of the Resurrection. So what should we do for the Lord who has done so much for us? I'd recommend those 3 things. To try to grow in the virtue of humility, to imitate Christ, to be like Jesus. Second, to grow in our love and our sacrifice for Christ. Think of what He did for us through His passion, death, His death on the cross. What kind of love and sacrifice can we show back to Christ? And third, the best way to grow in holiness is to enter into the holy services of this coming week. Because it truly is the holiest of all weeks. God bless you.